Good morning to you all. I want to talk about hymn number 303. All this. I chose that one this morning for verse 2. Upon that cross of Jesus, mine eyes at times can see the very dying form who won, who suffered there for me. And from my smitten heart with tears to wonders I confess, the wonders of redeeming love and my unworthiness. They are the thoughts this morning that I want to start this small presentation. But there's one on the board, on the bottom there. It's not in your hymn book today, but it was in this one. The old church hymnal. The judgment has set, it's called, and the chorus reads this. How shall we stand in that great day? How shall we stand in that great day? Shall we be found before him wanting, or with our sins all washed away? That would be today probably my key thought in the presentation I'm going to, short presentation that I'm going to give here this morning. And so this morning, I'm going to start by going back into the Old Testament and looking at a chapter in the Old Testament which depicts Christ suffering. I've got the board there, and I've put it. The key Bible passage today will be Isaiah 53, all of it. But the main two verses, the main verse that I'm going to start off with this morning is Isaiah chapter 53. I'm going through the whole chapter. And I'm going to start by reading from the New King James Version. And I'm going to read chapter 53, verse 1, and I'm going to stop. And I'm going to Isaiah 51, 9 to 12. It's tied in with what I'm going to read here this morning. Reading from the New King James Version is this. Who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord revealed? I'm going to stop right there. Now, I want to turn back to the page, to 51, 9 to 12. My Bible takes me back here. 51, back a page or two, to chapter 51, verses 9 to 12. And I read in the Bible this. Awake, awake, clothe yourself with strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake, as in the days gone by, and in the generations of old. Was it not you who cut Rahab to pieces, who pierced the monster through? Was it not you who dried up the sea, the waters of the great deep, who made the road through the depths of the sea, so that the redeemed might cross over? The ransom of the Lord will return. They will enter Zion with singing, everlasting joy with crowns on their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and singing and sighing will flee away. I, even I, am he who comforts you. Who are you that you fear mortal men? The sons of men who are but grass. I want to stop there, right there. Let's go back to Isaiah now, because I find that Isaiah, to me, is one of the most powerful chapters in the Bible for a Seventh-day Adventist. One of the most powerful is because Handel, back in those years gone by, in 17-something or other, 1761 or 21, put words in this into Handel's Messiah. And I can repeat that virtually word for word. So I want to read this morning from Isaiah 53, verse 2, and I'm going to read the whole lot now, then I'll carry on. I want to read this. He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him. Nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering, like one from whom men hide their faces. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Verse 4, probably one of the most famous verses in the Bible, in Isaiah, and it reads this: surely he took upon our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. I want to read that again. But he was pierced for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. Just think about what I've said. And then I'll carry on over my page. It reads, and by his wounds we are healed. By his wounds we are healed. I want to stop this morning just a little moment and to talk about his wounds. What do they mean to us today here in this church this morning? We are here today to celebrate communion with the Lord. The pierced body, the blood of Jesus Christ. We are here to celebrate that later on this morning or this afternoon. And so I want to stop and just think what I'm reading. And by his wounds we are healed. Verse 6 reads this, something a little bit different. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Yes. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Interesting passage, that. The Lord has laid on us the iniquities of us all. Laid on him, I'm sorry. We like sheep. It's very easy to get lost in the paddock. Recently I had to go down to Branksome from here to a farm. And the owner's got about 2,000 sheep on the farm. And he called the sheep in one night. He did, he just whistled his dog. And about 10 minutes later, he brought every sheep in. And that dog never, they were out in the paddock somewhere. That dog knew where they were. That dog knew where those sheep were. This bush, that bush there, but they all come in. Yeah, they're all there. Yeah, he'd look around, he'd know his sheep. Yeah, they're all there. Now, isn't that to say to you that the master is the same way with us? If we go astray, he knows that we're outside the fence or in the wrong paddock. Pardon the pun. We are in the wrong paddock, he knows. And yet he's willing to search for each and every one that's lost, no matter what. Interesting thought. Verse 7. I'll get carried away here. Better watch me, son. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And who can speak of his descendants? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was stricken. He was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death. Though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth, yet it was the Lord's will to crush him. and to cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life guilt, suffer. And though the Lord makes his life, a guilt offering, he will see his offspring and prolong his days. And the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of life and be satisfied by his knowledge of my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto the death and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sins of many, and he made intercession for the transgressors. As we sit here this morning and we contemplate that little passage, that chapter, I am drawn closer to the cross through Jesus Christ. We've sung about it this morning. There are several hymns around. We'll sing a couple of them later on that sort of deal with this. But I want to move on now to my second section, which is going to be Matthew 26, 36, 45. Matthew 26. Matthew 26, 36 to 45. And if this makes me tear up a bit, I'm not going to apologize, because this is also another passage that gives me great comfort. It's called Gethsemane. Gethsemane is the title in my Bible. And it reads this. Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane. And he said unto them, Jesus speaking, sit here while I go over there and pray. He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him. And he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, Jesus speaking again, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me. Verse 30. Going a little farther, he fell on his face to the ground and prayed. Jesus speaking, my Father, is it possible? May this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will. Then he returned unto his disciples and found them sleeping. Could you men not keep watch with me for 1 hour? He asked Peter. Watch and pray, Jesus speaking again, verse 41. Watch and pray, so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. He went away a second time and prayed. My Father, is it not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it? May your will be done. When he came back, he again found them sleeping, because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed for the third time, saying the same thing. Then in verse 45, he returned to the disciples and said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour is near, and the Son of Man is betrayed unto the hands of the sinners. Rise up, it says, rise up, let us go. Here comes my betrayer. Interesting thought. How would you feel if you were caught napping on the job? Yes, I can attest to that. But here are the disciples asleep three times. But it says there in verse 47, Jesus arrested in the next verse. While he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived. With him was a large crowd. I'm not going to go any further than that. We'll leave it at that. This morning, I want to look back over that. My time is gone. Oh, yes. They are just some of the texts that ring in my ears when I asked if I could do this morning, and I was kindly permitted to do so, and I thank the senior elder for letting me do it. This is the first time I've been up here for a long time. I still haven't lost the touch. It is interesting that this is here today, but I want to draw you to what's about to happen this morning. But before we separate today into the usual positions out the back, I would like to just bow our heads as we pray here this morning. You can bow your head, you don't have to kneel. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Word of God, for the Scripture that's been read this morning from Isaiah through Matthew, and the thoughts, how shall you stand in that late day? Only each individual one can answer that question, Lord. But I pray the Holy Spirit will be here with us this morning as we partake of this next little period, that we will be drawn closer to thee, that we can stand at the foot of the cross and look up into the face of Jesus, the one who died to save us. We are thankful, Lord, that you did this for us, that you have chosen us out of all the many people in the world. The thoughts that come to my mind this morning of Revelation 3:21. I stand at the door and knock. If any man opens the door, I will come in and sup with him and he with me. Lord, as we partake of this little period this morning, I pray that we will be blessed with one another, united in friendship and comfort with one another, that we can glorify your name today in the way of which you want it. But above all these things, Lord, we are thankful that this comes around once every quarter, that we can renew our strength with thee and our bonds with the cross, not daily, but monthly with this particular service. Take us now into this particular after service. I ask these things in thy name. Amen. Thank you.